is Appeal 1210-24, Newtown RTZ Water Company. Applicant owner requests the following zoning relief to permit construction of a two-story addition to an existing building. The applicant seeks variance from a special exception pursuant to the Joint Municipal Zoning Ordinance of 2006, as amended, specifically Section 404C, to permit a rear yard setback of 36.46 feet, where a minimum of 60 feet is required. Section 404C, to permit a building height of 40 feet, where a maximum of 35 feet is permitted. Section 803F14, to permit a buffer of 36.46 feet, along the rear property line of the buffer to existing paving of 9 feet, where a minimum buffer of 50 feet is required along all property lines. In section 404A3B, to permit utility operating facility use in the R1 district. Subject property is located at 251 Frost Lane, Newtown Township, tax map parcel number 29-10-70. And for the record, we're going to mark as exhibit 1 a copy of the application packets, including the plans and renderings. Exhibit 2 will be a copy of the notice. Exhibit 3 will be a copy of the mailing and posting. Exhibit 4 will be a copy of the proof of publication. You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, good evening. I'm Kristen Piancio. I'm an attorney with Hammer, Rubin, Mullen, Maxwell, and Lubin. I'm representing the applicant this evening. This is pretty straightforward. If it would be okay with the board, if there's no parties to this matter, I could do an offer of proof. I have the CEO of the water company with me, as well as our civil engineer.
So I believe we have a neighbor that prior to hearing did request party status and ask for party status next. Sir, if you can come up to the podium and state your name and introduce yourself and tell us where you live.
Hi, my name is John Mack, M-A-C-K. I live at 281 Stanford Place.
And Mr. Mack, how far approximately from the subject property 251 Frost
Lane? I'm not sure, but I did get a notice in the mail, which I assume goes to every resident within 500 feet. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I would have no objection to party status.
Then your party status will be granted.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here?
So NAWC has been on this property since the 1960s. The property is zoned R1. Never got a special exception as a public utility, so I requested one. It's an existing nonconformity, but why not ask for and obtain the special exception since that's what they are? There has been, as you know, contamination in water due to PFAS and PFOA in this region. The water company is being proactive in putting an addition on this building, which will contain a carbon filter to filter those contaminants out of the water. They are compliant today. However, they watch the EPA standards and the DEP standards that are forthcoming, and it will be lowered down to a non-detect level. Therefore, we are here to put an addition on this building so that those contaminants can be cleaned from the water. We've located the addition to the rear of the existing structure for a number of reasons. Number one, there are many existing pipes and utilities underground. We're trying to minimize the cost because all of this gets passed on to ratepayers. It makes sense to utilize the existing infrastructure. And number two, it backs up to community open space behind us. In so doing, we have asked for the special exception for the use. We have a height variance. The ordinance requires a maximum of 35 feet. We're requesting 40 so that we can make the building look residential in style. As part of what was submitted in the application packet are these architectural renderings of a brick building. We put windows and a roof on it so it looks more residential in style. I actually emailed my clients and said, are you sure you can afford to build this? I mean, it's that pretty. It's either that or a flat roof. We thought this was better. So we've asked for a height variance for that. Also, we have a setback from the rear property line. That's one of the variances for the building to the property line. And then for public utility, there's a requirement for a buffer of 50 feet along all property lines. The existing paving violates that and some of the additional paving. That's the sum and substance of the application. I'll ask for the witnesses to be sworn in and see what they can add.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just tell me who's here. She gave me your name.
Dan, I do. The CEO.
Thank you.
Not anymore.
Thank you.
Timothy Brennan, CEO.
Yeah.
If you didn't figure that out.
Okay. Oh, wait. No, you wrote his name.
I'm Chris.
You're good.
You got it.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll start with you, Tim. Have you been sitting here since the onset of the hearing?
Yes.
Have you heard my summation of the application as I described it? If I were to ask you questions in a question and answer format, would you provide that same information to the board?
Yes, I would.
Do you feel that we have minimized the impact on the property and the surrounding properties with this layout and design?
Yes, we have.
And you are a licensed civil engineer with Gannon Fleming?
Yes, I am.
You're familiar with the property, correct?
I am.
You're familiar with the codes of Newtown Township? And you're part of a team that worked and designed numerous variations of this addition, is that true?
That's right.
And in doing that, do you feel that we've come out with a plan that takes into account the constraints of the property, including the existing utilities?
Yes, I do.
And there's a turning radius needed for truck deliveries, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Could you describe to the board what went into this plan relative to providing that safe ingress and egress?
Yeah, we wanted to
make sure you keep your voice up.
Minimize the impacts as much as possible, but we did need to improve the access driveway to accommodate tractor trailers. It is only for tractor trailers that would be needed for maintenance, which is basically every 24 months. So we had to open up the driveway to improve the radius to accommodate tractor trailers. That's why you see widening of the driveway. And then, as far as the other impervious, it's just where the turnaround area that's needed for the tractor trailer.
And it's an unmanned facility, is that true?
That's right.
Well, we comply with the two parking spaces that are required.
We do.
And you and I went through the F1 requirements for this use, correct?
We did.
And but for the variances that we've requested, does this plan comply? Dan,
yes.
Have you been sitting here since the onset of this hearing?
Yes.
And have you heard my summation of the application thus far?
I have.
And if I were to ask you questions relative to the need by your company, would you agree with my summation?
Yes.
What can you share with the board to add some color to what I've described?
Add some color. As Kristen mentioned, we have detected PFAS in the water since 2017. The levels have not increased, but they've maintained their levels. The wells that are in question are around the 10 and 13 range. In comparison, DEP's new regulations are 14 and 18, so we're teetering below it. However, EPA, within the coming maybe days or weeks, will introduce a new law to put it at 4. Which is, in a sense, non-detect, because there's not even instruments that can detect that on 4 right now. So in order to meet the upcoming standards, this building is essential to filter out contaminants.
Would it be your opinion that what we're doing is in the best interest of the public health, safety, and welfare?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and back to you, Tim. Do you feel that the property suffers a hardship in that we are working with an existing building and existing utilities located where they are on the property?
Yes.
Is it your opinion that we've asked for a minor modification in order to afford reasonable use of this property as a public utility?
Yes.
Do you feel that there's anything about the application that would be adverse to the public health, safety, and welfare?
No.
And do you feel that what we're proposing is in keeping with the character of the neighborhood?
Yes.
That's all I have of these witnesses. Thank you.
Before we do the board questions, let's ask Mr. Mack.
Yes.
And can you give me your address one more time? I apologize.
281 Stanford Place.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for the witnesses?
Well, I did speak to Mr. Agov previously, and I'm not opposed to this. The questions I had to do with the level of noise that may be associated with this, which I've been aware of various noises that come from the facility over the years. I wasn't sure, but having talked to some neighbors, they've also had some complaints about noise, truck noise, I think. And I know that maybe a couple of years ago, we had reached an agreement with the Country Band Homeowners Association that you would trim down some trees alongside the property because it was overhanging your property line. And what I was wondering, I know, for example, with an impervious surface, people will try to mitigate the damage that impervious surfaces might do by having rain gardens and so on. And I was just curious if the facility would be able, I'm not sure what the noise level might be, but if the facility could put up some barrier trees or something along the property line, perhaps, to help mitigate the sound that comes into the neighbors who are pretty close to, who abut the common ground, such as my house. But there are some neighbors that are even closer than I am. And, you know, I was just here to see if I could make that request as something that might be possible.
Yes, as far as the noise now, this is the first I'm hearing of it because it is an unmanned facility and trucks going in. In with the future plant, wouldn't be any noise associated with the plant itself post-construction, obviously construction and everything. Trees, the only minor concern would be that you mentioned would need to be trimmed to obviously overhanging limbs. It's a secure facility.
Yeah, there might be some trees that are more not so tall with limbs, but offer like a kind of a wall barrier. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Yeah, either. We actually have spoken to the neighbor next door and agreed to put up trees along his fence line, so I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Okay, well, that's really all I had to say about that, so thank you very much.
I have a few questions. The building itself, and I think you mentioned this a couple of times, I do want to make clear, the building that currently exists, that does not contain any office space or administrative space. It is just facilities and mechanical equipment.
Yes.
And the building that is being constructed, same thing? Okay. So do you have any objection to a condition that property not be used, or this building not be used in any way for offices or administrative space? Okay. And you mentioned as far as trucks coming in and out, I think you said it's only once every 24 months for maintenance?
That's an estimate for with a carbon filter, it will be exhausted, the media will have to be replaced, and right now the estimate is 24 months.
Okay. And how often is that property currently accessed by maintenance or other vehicles?
Water operators, they visit it daily.
How much will this increase, or if at all affect?
It'll still be there daily.
Won't change. So the only change in, late on the line, my concern is you got an elementary school right across the street, so any impact this is gonna have on traffic for Frost Lane, the truck is, that's it, just one truck every 24 months?
Yes, other than the operators that are there.
But that's gonna be the same, okay. And as far as, I know very little about the PFAS issue, I mean, other than what you read in the newspaper, and I understand what you're saying about carbon filtration, so this is not something that's in the air, this is in those containers, and I assume that there are high standards for transporting those containers. It's not gonna create any environmental hazards to the area, and again, particularly with the school across the street. Okay. So there is no impact on the surrounding neighborhoods as far as environmental that should be concerned, obviously. You're doing this to improve it. Right, okay. I know Mr. Mack mentioned something about landscaping. I guess one of my concerns, and I certainly do appreciate the idea of making this look a little bit more appealing. It's not a particularly attractive site, but you know, you got a big water tank there. Is there any consideration, or has anything been done to look into just even some reasonable landscaping at the front end of it, just to soften the impact of this 40-foot building that's going to be there?
I think we foresee a land development application or mm-hmm. a request for a waiver. In any case, we have to go through the design. I think during that process, we can work with the township to see what we can do at the entrance to soften it a little and add some of that landscaping to the rear that Mr. Mack is speaking of.
Yeah, I mean, I know that oftentimes the police park at the end of your driveway to keep an eye on the school and just keep an eye on traffic generally. So I wouldn't want to see any landscaping right at the street, but something back towards the building again, just to sort of, you know, again, to bring down the scale of that building up against what is otherwise a vacant lot would be preferable. I don't know that we would impose that as a condition, but I would personally like to see that on the lot, just as, again, to soften it. I think there are no other locations. I don't know where else you guys have properties. There's nowhere else to put this, or?
We did look at other locations,
mm-hmm.
But as Kristen mentioned, that looking at the cost that will eventually go to the customers is, we're able to pipe the other two wells directly there.
Mm-hmm.
In conjunction with well six that's on site, and just, you know, financially made sense look for that location.
Okay.
And you know, it would be a bigger pocket for this as well.
Sure, no, I'm just okay. Any other board members have any questions?
I have a question. In the indenture, why are premises located in
the deed covers more than one property.
But this property is located in the township.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Any other questions? All right. Mr. Mack?
I don't have anything else.
Are there any members of the public that would like to make comment?
I have another question just I have to ask. So once the given building is converted and is in use, how long would it take the PFAS levels to be reduced to meet the EPA standards?
Once the building's in service, mm-hmm. the builder's in service, mm-hmm. it's immediate.
Immediate.
As soon as the water runs. Mm-hmm.
The filters are impressive. They're huge. They will consume this addition. That's why the height is what it is. Just massive. So it's quite fascinating how they take it completely out.
All right. All right. There's no further comment. Somebody like to make a motion? I'm actually going to, if I can, I guess motion I'd like to see is to approve the variances and special exception as requested, with the condition that the building that is being approved will not house any offices or administrative space. And I would ask for a condition, for what it's worth, that the applicant will work with the borough or the borough, the township, in implementing appropriate landscaping. Somebody want to make that motion? I can't.
I would be happy to make the motion. Thank you so eloquently just before.
Thank you. Anyone second?
I'll second.
All right. Any further discussion? Being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.